So, this is more of a, it's called a reflection, in the sense of like, it's a reflection, it's a letter, which is a reflection of me standing in front of a mirror. So there is a lot of repetition of my bigger reflection speaking, or me speaking, in a sense, yes. I've been unwinding cables since 56, or was it 2006? 44 seconds in the Milo projects, I've illustrated everything is everything through visual enlightenment, simple colored notes. Last year's adventures alone proved that before time, I worked with light. Before time, before space, before love, before hate, I was and I'm still black, a container of all colors intact. This is not for white, this is not for black. The rainbow is the flag, and I don't mean gays. What is your prison? What is your reason? Your body a cell in a cell. What's your sentence? Call me on my cell phone, and I might explain how much time we've lost, how much love. Understand lust. To be under, one must stand. I might as well explain how before time I stood with love. I might leave you hanging just to give you some space. Why don't you hang up to hang out? It's an impossible task to leave you hanging, reflection. I don't know you not, all the times I've walked away. The times I've came back have been as full of magic as that of a shooting star. I've never missed you. Before schedules, before planning, I already knew it takes time to reschedule plans. It takes time to be this great. It takes time to realize the black lord his so-called ego. Give me some space. It takes time to fill it with some faith. How you feel is how you feel. I fill my words with no regrets, no apologies. It takes time to be this late. Before love, before hate, I was and I'm still with love without hate. You were brown and still is like a sweet as sugar. Cock-a-millish. You were brown and you were brown and you're still like us. I know you're not all the times I've walked away, reflection. You seem to have forgotten time before black gold. Not only did you wash dishes, you would water the garden too. Today the flowers dried in frames. 12 seconds a frame, you couldn't capture it because that's all it takes to fall in love. Before hate, I was in love, catching feelings on the telephone. Before you become a hypocrite, remain the hippo you are, reflection. After the winter, catch me in my cell, and I might expand on how before you had a cell number, you outnumbered numbers. I might hang up now to call you back in 12 seconds, just to illustrate time. It takes time to fall in love. It takes time to call you back. After the winter, you will bow down to my containers. I bring clean water to water your garden, to nurture your heart. Thank you.
But the poem needs it. Why would you want to face your fears and fuck it? See, I never use bad language, no, I've done it. What scared me was the intensity of a four-letter word. How absurd. I had a fear of crowded places. Not the bodies, just their faces. Eyes and eyes and more eyes. I felt I was scrutinized. That fear just disappeared when I said, sure, fuck it. I had a fear of going nowhere. I had a fear of going anywhere, for fear I'd lose my way there. All those fears just disappeared when I said, sure, fuck it. I had a fear of being rejected for being so quiet, so I tried to correct it. Nothing worked, I'm glad to say. Now I know I'm stuck with it, so don't fuck with it. But the fear just disappeared when I said, sure, fuck it.
This one's called Singing Bowl. The metal bowl now sounds a dull note, a baleful fall to earth. No more ringing gyre filled with spirits of sonorous tones. The hairline fracture is strangely elusive when held to the light. I am disquieted, contrite, left with a mute baton and blue ritual cushion. Greek boys in angles encircle the lagoon, some hunkering down. They attract many turtles, their small hands casting bread upon the local pool. Now the lads hurl rocks against the turtle shells, hideous, unnatural sound. Close to the water's edge, they leave a burial mound, artfully ringed with stones. These and other dark designs thus consigned to the earth, in hopes through slow decay of some future life of form, that some young Orpheus return from hell victorious, to restore the ancient lyre of flayed, broken threads, restoring the graceful loom, fashion, recreate and tune a sounding box of turtle shell to make the shattered husk sing.
By drink. Well, wouldn't you, getting 40 winks on a cold, wet street, looking all day at the shopper's feet, the passers-by won't look you in the eye. God forbid they acknowledge their guilt of doorways stacked up with quilts. Two homeless men died in Dublin this week. Every second person in the pale asking for change, but the change I have is not the change you seek. Distractions are our techniques. Christmas shopping, ding, 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 cash registers and receipts. Ding, ding, ding. What's that you hear? Wedding bells a jangle. If I hear one more thing about Meghan Markle, I'll lose my fucking marbles. Since when do we hold up such high esteem to a monarchy after the atrocities they committed in our country, fast forgotten in the face of a trendy celebrity? How much will that cost the British taxpayers? Roughly 22 million, yet they couldn't find 5,000 for the Grenfell Tower victims. To replace the cladding panel that they knew was flammable, 71 lives were lost for the sake of capital. Back to the land of green, where the boys in green all smoke green as a coping means of lack of mental health facilities. Distractions, ding, 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 top dogs, greedy pigs, Celtic tigers, rolling in laughter, back rolling in dough. They don't give a shit about the common Joe. Joe soap, no water, no heaters, barely shelter, homeless shelters, give away free condoms and razors. But tampons and towels, sanitary are seen as a luxury, so ladies go bleed on the street. It must be so lonely and full of fear. So what if they buy beer, as if a can of the cheapest cider is what's preventing them from going further in a society that caters specifically to the bourgeoisie? I don't know what else to say, but if you see someone in dismay in December in this cold, wet weather, give what you can and give some change, even if the change we have is not the change we need.
Woo! told him. I told him to write a few poems. Maybe the last week or two.
Nope.
Didn't happen. Christmas still. It is good studio practice to pose the Indian on the water tower with bow and arrow against a blue desert sky, skeletal tree and ranch sign. Christmas card from the west. A mannequin message of good and evil from the back lot.
Fingers can't not twitch, palms sense the percussion, feet feel toes wriggle, and soles and calves and thighs soak up the vibration from the soul of it. Knees take off, elbows mock them, shoulders pick it up and go mad, rolling, rolling. Ah, yes, we know that the breath joins in, this is easy. Hips counter the shoulders and do it their shimmy thing, hip bone connected to the thigh bone, them bones, them bone, brain remembers. What does the music want? Eyes soft, chance a look. What are the others doing? That's a good one. Bass dares to share. Throat has a deep or urge to shout out. This is the best thing ever. Here's the head, don't let it spoil it. Back of the neck, shake it, hair. Refeel the rattle bowls and roam. And roll, womb resounds with the drums. Resonates with breasts, content to wobble and balls too if you had them. Don't stop us now. Heart thinks it's the beat. Tongue panting happily needs restraining. Backbone pleasures itself. Sweat is salty and sweet enough. The body knows this tune. Woo! Woo!
We don't need music to dance. Does anyone feel like you're brave enough to dance after that poem? Next up, could we get the winner of our 5-year challenge, Patricia Walsh?
In the Book of Nimrod, Nimrod is a bit cuts as a biblical figure, but it's also American slang for somebody who's really stupid. Queuing for sight, remain to be seen, rubbishing darlings at a lifetime's notice, coughing through silk all the way to the bank, exacting your fill, your measure too deep, campaigning until the petitions run dry. The hypocritical alcohol causes harassment. Warnings abide in the heart of the beholder. Translating in English, terminology supreme. Simple preferment like the crown of willow. Identifying wood as a costly exercise. Poison beyond understanding and not to be ridiculed. Peering into lunchboxes for a winning argument. Eating with censure, better wager. Local festivals repeat the same successes. Dutifully recorded on a bitch's memory. Rhyme with jokes to sync one with, not seen to be agreed at any given point. A lifetime of exclusion, the less the merrier. Twisting pen knives into the talker's girth. Weeping at the quiet, not showing concern. False loathes resurrect the ancient paths, boldly reciting the secret bludgeons therein. Promising archaeology a better figure, that is us, confidentially, cocked and walk. A brutal failure is on its way. Thank you. Woo!
I went travelling and I made a friend who was into articles through some app, and he sent me a few articles. One of them hit home in a big way. It was just basically, it was called Life Advice for Young Travellers in Their 20s. So it hit home with me, it stuck in my head, and I thought of it today. And you don't need to be young to take something from it, you can be whatever age. Okay? So it's advice to people, it's a tribute to that article. Okay? Advice to people. Start thinking as soon as your mind allows it. Notice what you like in this world, but also take note of what you don't. When you realise you like something a lot more than others, chances are you've found the love. Stop where you are, throw up your doves and bask in pure passion. Spend days, weeks, months, years, all the tears with the fears of failure, just to be good at what you love. Be better than good, be great at whatever that thing is for you. Whether it's a speculation of how fizzy drinks fizz or how on earth the sky is blue, is it comic books or an interest in flight and when the first flew, or is it the underground rave scene and that DJ you dare to be? Though it might scare, hold tight to whatever it is. The limits of potential are endless. Greatness with its lush gardens are a lot closer than you think. But beware of voices with breath that stinks, who try to tell you otherwise so that you sink into their unfortunate abyss. Listen to your gut, pull yourself out of any rut, no matter how deep. Please keep the spark of self-assurance that you are indeed on the correct track. And from the start, enjoy every waking moment of your journey to greatness. Find some other souls who love archery, carpentry, or whatever art that accompanies time spent on the dole. Be mindful of the ups, the downs, the miles of frowns due to the heavy nature of this race. We all learn and improve, even at snail's pace. So when you eventually reach that point in life, you're the astronaut who's made it to space. You're highly regarded in your chosen field. But don't graze for too long in the green, green, grassy comfort, for the cycle continues and you start over and wonder. Your eyes alight as you set your sight on yet another. And at this point, surely your mother is proud. Once more you throw up your doves to the cloud, for love is again on your side as memory allows. I remember a teacher telling us something that no other did. My early teenage mind couldn't understand the words. So one day as my mind was up with the beautiful birds, the penny dropped with awe. Lads, I want you to remember these words. The only difference between simplicity and complexity is merely a matter of perspective.
Before I introduce our next guest, our reader, I think poetry at the moment in Cork is in a very kind of exciting place. I think there's a lot going on and there's a lot of people feeling empowered to put things on, and it feels really good to be in any way part of it. And I feel like the different kind of pockets of what's happening now are kind of like different little cities that are about to all discover each other. I think that's my prediction anyway. Go straight to the bookies with it. And one of those little pocket cities has been the Garden Collective. It's another poetry event that's been going on for the last few months. And Niall Hearne is going to read for you, has put that on. And I want to congratulate him on the success of last Saturday. It was a really beautiful, beautiful night. So we can all share the excitement of what's happening in Cork now. So up next, Niall Hearne. Sorry.
Let's read two short ones. This is 27. I'm stupid, I'm clever, I'm worse and then better. My soul is a rope that may cut but can never sever. With it, everything to my heart I tether. Fight like flight, like feather, change like weather. When was born, when was scorned, to this world adorn. Your life not played out like a pawn, from chessboard of life you're torn. Sharp at the end and dull at the start, pen to paper made a mark. Flip and reverse and I find a new contrast stark. There's no better way to, but there's no better way to start when I'm feeling that I'm just a living contrast between delight and dark. That's that. This is for a friend of mine who became a mother recently, a young mother, and I just have kind of had to write something, I guess, to get out. You are the mother who encases the strength of a million men as you carry your child past their stray eyes. You are the mother who brings pure light into life's theatre, spotlighting your fear and conquering it to all. It's so clear, my dear. You are the mother whose baby smiles at you with all the love this universe cocoons. Her cries bring your lullabies. You are the mother, and I've seen you cry. You are the mother who found her heart in a beating new start. You are a martyr for love, dead or alive. You encapsulate the power towards we all should strive. You are the mother, and I've heard your lies, but I've also heard your truth. I heard the love as you spoke of her first tooth. You are the mother in all truth. You've invoked a sense of love and pride in me, and I can truly see you're already as strong as you'll ever need to be. This is Eddie's. The sun did not rise again this morning. Give me a gerund, 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 an ending, something ending with ending, something ending with ing. Rejected tumescence and incandescence and a kimbo of limbo and a kimbo of limbo and a kimbo of limbo, a triggerless gun. I dream of mornings that never come, of crystal dew and hard space, of cold this and blind sun, and the smell of freshly cut white grass. Freshly cut white grass that I can inhale into my lungs through a thin paper cylinder. A paper cylinder that I can use to eye through in search of other look. Where is it and what does it mean? I have failed to become and failed in the election to my personal tongue. There's no entrance to a pocket made without textile and no hand without four fingers and one thumb. I to the tattoo that must hum. I to the engraving upon mine own I will write. I do not hate you indefinitely, yet now I hate your place in the world and how it makes us feel numb. So.
Mr. Rob Urquhart, where are you working?
I met a couple of lads from back in the day and they reminded me of doing this poem about 15 years ago, so come get a mortgage. Houses built from cardboard with garages stuck on, you're a bunch of silly fuckers and you're all being conned. But never mind that. Come and get a mortgage, dance the Barrett way. Not built for tomorrow, just shown up today. Nigel bought a wimpy house, he thought he was a toff the day the guarantee ran out. The fucking doors fell off. Never mind that. Come and get a mortgage. Dance the Barrett way. Not built for tomorrow. Just thrown up today. Johnny had a party. Invited all his kith and kin. And when he started dancing, the fucking floor fell. Never mind that. Come and get a mortgage. Dance the Barrett way. Not built for tomorrow. Just thrown up today. 10-year building guarantee. On a 25-year mortgage.
One of the biggest home building companies
in Scotland is called Hassell Homes. What do you get when you buy a Hassell Home? Oh, better mind that. Come and get a mortgage. Dance the Barrett way. Not built for tomorrow. Just thrown up today. Hey.
You are not that far gone from the cold green field, from the shade of the trees, from the crackle of leaves giving away your position to anything haunting you. You are not beyond the need for discipline to hunt. For sharpening the blunt, the still quiet before striking, to cut free your nourishment from its nourished life, letting it die in your hands, feeling its warmth cool in order to sustain you. The processing of flesh by teeth is not beneath you. Your shaven body will not survive without the work of your hands, head and feet. You cannot hide in the paper buildings of pop-up towns and expect the wind not to blow, or hope to stay disguised within a glass dome as though you cast no shadow. You are not invisible, even as you preach belief in disappearing and teach what you've been taught, that the battle has been fought, that your safety has been bought, that there is no danger in comfort. Don't you feel hunted? And as an animal in nature, look upon with fear and great skepticism that which demands to be looked at. Occupants of your eyeline, taking space without permission, the fonts and lights and guiding phrases, an invasion of your skyline, a thief of your time. You only have so many thoughts a day and you give so many away. Led along by the rattle in your pockets, always wanting you. Craving your attention, an active prevention of time spent idle, vital, waiting for the slow thought to drip onto your tongue so that you can taste, smell, and breathe it in at the same time and go forth and act. Were you ever asked? Don't you feel attacked? The mind's matter hijacked, taken to task in closed loops, where the first and last are within your grasp, subject to your tap, 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 simulating control. Your hands don't need tied if they can be occupied. You might as well be blind if you surrender the scene before your eyes and forfeit your input to any given day. No one need take it from you if you give it away.
Sweet, but I want to remember one brother who wrote the beautiful poetry. So I just keep a chart sheet behind me. I just like to write an improv during the night usually, so this is just unfortunately isn't one. Two hearts silenced as one, 2 months from one to the other. A woman's heart bereft of one, through him she lost another. Where are you now, my bold Bladonix, my fine fit man with your mandolin? One a poet and a priest, one flits to cities on his puddle hoppers, full of taspy, bristling wit. Wherever you are, there's a session with our other two party boys. From the ether to each muscle fibre, I sense your music, I'll wear your joy. So, George, many, many times. And I just do a very short little selection. I always try to get into a veil, and you'll obviously come sometimes. I'm bringing him here tonight. Just something very short. Excuse me. Okay, Toreen. He leaned on his jaw on the pike, and looked over Caelvor forever. The soft squelch of soaking boots, the hole that knows no bottom, the buccans of turf were companions to his thoughts. We lost into the soft bog, the flowering heath, and the fragile cotton. So just a tiny little song. He wanted me to write Irish songs. I couldn't remember my Irish, but for majority he's to like this one. Tan a real thick lisser noch, en noch than worth the vein, a cunis gus a lair. Shame a wig a ref to an vachling a noch, ach is a vadas mis muin to the spare. A morach beg shame is all a spectacle. Ik fanach lad, mishag, ishtak, ishag, only a wound and fresh of the moonless. At has be shielded,
Michelle, though that sounds like a threat, I can't live up to. So this is a poem as yet untitled, which actually is what I'm thinking I'm going to call it. A poem as yet untitled. Your hand in mine as autumn leaves fall in Barcelona. You in short sleeves by the sea on the west coast of Clare. The shape of you on London Bridge. One perfect night when all the stars were on fire with love and a firefly spark was heaven. I hold on to these dreams and everything you are, we are. When chasing cars wake me up and real life misery sings in my bloodstream. You don't know I miss you, that the yellow pages of my diary say wish you were here, over and over again. That I am undone by little things, family faces, a smile, no diggity on the radio. You don't know that on this side of the dreams I'm addicted to cold coffee. And this photograph of you on the way home. Why can't it be real? For fuck's sake, why can't it be real?
Guest poet tonight, Spawn O'Connor. Thank you so much.